Stop allowing your mind to be a slave, to be jerked about by selfish impulses, Marcus Aurelius said. The majority of people live like puppets, rarely, if ever, considering the purpose behind their actions. But as they continue to be pulled by society and their own unchecked impulses, a depressive reality awaits them. The ancient Stoics, however, were against this folly. They understood that the beauty of our lives depends on the beauty of our choices. We are responsible for making the best possible move, regardless of temptations, emotions, or the opinions of others. And thus, they championed the Stoic rule that, if your choices are beautiful, so too will you be. In a world that often feels tethered to endless cycles of pursuit and possession, there lies a path less trodden, a journey towards liberation that beckons the brave. It whispers of the strength found in release, the power of stepping back to leap forward, and the profound peace that comes from letting go. This voyage is not about relinquishing dreams or ambitions, but about discovering a deeper form of freedom, one that transcends the confines of external achievements and societal expectations. It invites us to explore the fortitude of our spirits, to cultivate our inner sanctuaries, and to embrace life's ebb and flow with grace and wisdom. We will embark on a transformative odyssey to uncover the essence of true liberation, guided by the timeless principles of an ancient philosophy that illuminates the way to serenity and self-mastery. In the vast expanses of human capability, the power of the mind stands as the ultimate frontier. It's the wellspring of innovation, the sanctuary of peace, and the battleground of our innermost struggles. Yet despite its infinite potential, many of us find ourselves at odds with our own thoughts, ensnared in a web of self-doubt, worry, and fear. The ancient philosophy of Stoicism, however, offers a beacon of clarity in the tumultuous storm of our minds. It teaches us not merely to navigate the complexities of the human psyche, but to master them. This journey into Stoicism is not just an exploration of ancient wisdom, it's a call to arms, an invitation to unlock the untapped power within our minds. Through the lens of Stoic teachings, we will embark on a transformative path to rediscover the strength, resilience, and tranquility that lie dormant within us. Let's begin this odyssey together, unraveling the secrets of the mind and unlocking its boundless potential. Lesson 1. The essence of perception. In the grand tapestry of existence, few threads are as vibrant yet as misunderstood as the art of perception. Marcus Aurelius, a titan of Stoic philosophy, offers a timeless lesson that resonates deeply with the quest for freedom. The true battleground where freedom is won or lost lies not in the external world, but within the confines of our minds. Perception, as Aurelius teaches us, is the lens through which we view the tapestry of life. It's a tool as malleable as clay, yet as potent as the fiercest weapon. The Stoics understood this, advocating for a transformation within, a reshaping of our perceptual lens to see beyond the immediate, beyond the superficial chaos that life often presents. This lesson is not about denying the existence of external pressures or challenges. Rather, it's about recognizing that our interpretation of these events holds the key to our chains or our freedom. By altering our perception, we seize control over our emotions, our reactions, and ultimately, our sense of peace. Walking away, being free. The act of walking away, in the Stoic sense, is not one of physical retreat, but of mental liberation. To walk away is to free oneself from the tyranny of uncontrolled emotions, from the shackles of societal expectations, and from the prison of our own making, our unchecked perceptions. Aurelius's wisdom beckons us to embark on a journey inward, to the only domain truly under our dominion, our minds. In mastering our perceptions, we find the strength to face life's tumultuous seas with equanimity. This mastery is not an end, but a beginning, the first step on a path that leads to inner peace, resilience, and a profound sense of freedom. In embracing the power of perception, we acknowledge that while the world may whirl around us in constant chaos, the eye of the storm, the sanctuary of tranquility, resides within us. As we delve deeper into the Stoic lessons that Aurelius and his brethren offer, We uncover the blueprint to not just withstand the vicissitudes of life, but to thrive amidst them. Walking away, then, becomes an act of profound empowerment, a declaration of independence from external circumstances, and a step towards the ultimate freedom, the freedom of the self. Lesson 2. Finding freedom in letting go of toxic relationships. Within the mosaic of human experience, relationships stand as one of the most potent forces shaping our journey. Stoicism, a philosophy grounded in the pursuit of inner peace and virtue, offers profound insights into navigating the complexities of human connections. Drawing from the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we uncover a lesson of liberation that is both challenging and transformative: the power of walking away from relationships that hinder our growth. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This principle does not only apply to external circumstances, but also to the internal dynamics of our relationships. To free yourself in this context is to embrace the strength required to let go of toxic ties, finding freedom in the space they once occupied. The virtue of discernment in relationships. Aurelius teaches us that rationality should guide our lives, urging us to use reason to discern the value and healthiness of our relationships. This discernment is not a call to judgment, but a push towards understanding which connections foster growth and which sap our vitality. Stoicism posits that relationships should be based on mutual respect, growth, and the shared pursuit of virtue. When a relationship becomes toxic, it not only disrupts our peace, but also detracts from our ability to live a virtuous life. Letting go of toxic relationships is an act of courage and self-respect. It is a declaration that we value ourselves enough to walk away from situations that cause us harm. This process involves a deep self-reflection to recognize the signs of toxicity and the wisdom to understand that some paths are meant to diverge for us to grow. It's about accepting that letting go is not a defeat, but a step towards self-preservation and inner peace. Embracing freedom through letting go. The act of walking away from a toxic relationship is a profound exercise in freedom. It is the embodiment of the Stoic belief that we have the power to control our reactions and emotions. By choosing to leave a relationship that no longer serves us, we are taking control of our emotional well-being and redirecting our path toward a more fulfilling life. This freedom is not immediate. It comes with its own set of challenges, including the pain of loss and the fear of loneliness. However, Stoicism teaches us that these feelings are natural and that through perseverance, wisdom, and the cultivation of inner virtues, we can overcome them. The freedom gained from letting go of toxic relationships is a testament to our resilience and capacity for growth. It opens up space in our lives for healthier relationships that align with our values and aspirations. Walking away from toxic relationships is a pivotal lesson in the Stoic journey toward freedom. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that our perceptions and actions are within our control, even in the realm of interpersonal dynamics. By applying the Stoic principles of rationality, self-reflection, and virtue, we can navigate the complexities of human relationships with wisdom and grace. Letting go is not just about ending a relationship. It's about embracing the opportunity for personal development and finding peace in the autonomy of our emotional and moral landscape. As we continue to explore the rich teachings of Stoicism, we find that each lesson is a step towards understanding that true freedom comes from within, cultivated through the choices we make and the relationships we choose to nurture or release. Lesson 3, the serenity of accepting what we cannot change. In the pursuit of tranquility and freedom, Stoicism offers a powerful lesson in the art of acceptance. Drawing upon the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic tradition, we find a call to recognize the limits of our control and to embrace the peace that comes from letting go. This lesson, central to our journey towards liberation, teaches us that true freedom lies not in our ability to bend the world to our will, but in our capacity to accept what lies beyond our power to change. Accept the things to which fate binds you, Aurelius advises, urging us to find not resignation, but a deep, empowering peace in acceptance, understanding the bounds of control. At the heart of Stoic philosophy is the discernment between what is within our control and what is not. Our thoughts, our actions, and our responses lie within our realm of influence, while the actions of others, the course of nature, and the unfolding of events do not. This recognition does not diminish our agency, but clarifies it, focusing our energy on the fertile ground of our attitudes and behaviors. To free yourself in this context is to step back from the futile struggle against the unchangeable and to redirect our efforts towards self-improvement and virtuous living. It is a practice of humility and wisdom, acknowledging the vastness of the universe and our place within it. By accepting what we cannot change, we free ourselves from the chains of desire for control over the uncontrollable, opening our hearts to the serenity of living in harmony with the flow of life. The freedom in acceptance. Embracing acceptance is a liberating act. It frees us from the weight of anxiety, frustration, and disappointment that comes from clashing with the immutable. This acceptance is not passive surrender, but an active engagement with reality as it is, choosing to focus on our internal landscape, where true change can occur. This Stoic lesson of acceptance teaches us to walk away from the illusion of control over external events and to walk towards the freedom of internal mastery. In doing so, we find a resilient peace that is not easily disturbed by the tumult of the world. Our emotional equilibrium becomes rooted in a deep understanding of the nature of things, enabling us to face life's challenges with grace and equanimity. The Stoic path to freedom is paved with the wisdom of acceptance. It guides us to distinguish between the domain of our control and the vast expanse that lies beyond it. In learning to walk away from the latter, we embrace a powerful form of freedom, one that comes from within and is not contingent on external circumstances. Marcus Aurelius, through his meditations, offers us a compass by which to navigate this journey. His teachings remind us that while we may not control the winds of fate, we can adjust our sails, steering our inner world toward a horizon of peace and freedom. As we continue to explore the profound lessons of Stoicism, we discover that the art of acceptance is not just a strategy for coping with life's challenges, but a foundational pillar for a life of virtue and tranquility. Lesson 4. Embracing rationality as our guiding light. In the mosaic of Stoic teachings, rationality gleams as a beacon, guiding us through the fog of existence with unwavering clarity. Marcus Aurelius, a sage of ancient times, championed the cause of reason as the bedrock upon which a fulfilling life is built. He implored us to harness our innate capacity for logical thought, distinguishing meticulously between what is virtuous, what is indifferent, and what lies beyond our sphere of influence. This Stoic principle beckons us to a higher form of freedom, one that is rooted in the dominion of our inner world over the chaos of the external. The path to inner freedom through rationality. Rationality, as illuminated by Aurelius, is not a cold, detached logic, but a vibrant, living process of engaging with the world. It is the compass by which we navigate the treacherous waters of life, distinguishing between the shores of good and evil and steering clear of the mirages that lead us astray. This journey of discernment requires us to cultivate a deep understanding of our nature and of the natural laws that govern the universe. It is a call to focus our energies not on the tempest beyond our control, but on the calm center within, where reason reigns supreme. By adopting rationality as our guiding principle, we free ourselves from the whims of fleeting emotions and the turbulence of external events. This liberation is not an escape, but an elevation, a movement towards a state of being where every decision is infused with clarity and purpose. In this realm, freedom is not the absence of constraints, but the presence of a guiding light, leading us toward wisdom and virtue. Rationality, the foundation of true freedom. The Stoic embrace of rationality is a testament to the profound belief in the power of the human spirit to transcend its limitations. Aurelius's teachings invite us to reclaim our autonomy by exercising our reason, questioning the world around us, and aligning our actions with the highest good. This alignment is not a passive acceptance, but but an active engagement with life, a commitment to living in harmony with nature and reason. To free yourself in the context of Stoicism is to walk towards the light of rationality. It is to build an inner citadel, impervious to the storms of fate and fortune, where the flames of wisdom illuminate the path to peace. As we venture further into the lessons of Stoicism, we discover that the freedom we seek is not a distant dream, but a present reality, waiting to be unveiled through the power of our rational minds. In this light, rationality becomes more than a philosophical ideal. It is a practical tool for liberation, a means by which we carve out a space of tranquility in a tumultuous world. Through the eyes of Stoicism, we learn that to be free is not to detach from the world, but to engage with it more deeply, guided by the steady hand of reason. Lesson 5: The Transformative Power of Challenges. In the heart of Stoicism lies a paradoxical truth, that obstacles are not hindrances, but pathways to growth. Marcus Aurelius, through his Meditations on Life, imparts a lesson of profound resilience, teaching us that the very challenges we often wish to avoid are the crucibles in which our character is forged. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This powerful statement encapsulates the Stoic approach to adversity, not as a force to be feared, but as an opportunity to be embraced. It beckons us towards a form of freedom that is earned through the overcoming of obstacles, a freedom that is characterized by strength, patience, and an indomitable spirit. Embracing challenges as opportunities for virtue. The Stoic philosophy invites us to view challenges through a lens of opportunity. Each difficulty that arises is a chance to practice virtues such as patience, discipline, and resilience. This perspective transforms the landscape of our lives from one littered with obstacles to one ripe with potential. The trials we face are no longer seen as barriers to our progress, but as stepping stones on the path to personal development and inner peace. This reimagining of adversity requires a shift in perception, a willingness to see beyond the immediate discomfort and to recognize the long-term benefits of enduring and overcoming hardships. It is a call to action, urging us to engage with our struggles actively and to find within them the seeds of growth. In this way, challenges become not just bearable, but valuable, integral to the journey towards self-mastery and freedom. The pathway to inner freedom through adversity, the Stoic embrace of challenges as opportunities for growth, leads us to a deeper understanding of freedom. This freedom is not the absence of adversity, but the mastery over our reactions to it. It is a state of being where we are no longer slaves to our circumstances, but architects of our destiny. By facing our challenges head-on, with courage and conviction, we build an inner fortress, a citadel of strength and resilience that stands firm in the face of life's storms. This process of transformation through adversity is not a solitary endeavor. Stoicism teaches us that we are part of a larger whole, connected to others through the fabric of humanity. Our struggles and triumphs are shared, and in embracing our challenges, we contribute to the collective strength and wisdom of our community. This interconnectedness adds another layer to our freedom, reminding us that our personal growth reverberates beyond the confines of our individual lives. The Stoic lesson on the transformative power of challenges offers a roadmap to a form of freedom that is deep, enduring, and profoundly empowering. It teaches us that the path to liberation is not paved with ease, but with the grit and grace with which we face our trials. Marcus Aurelius's wisdom invites us to step boldly into the arena of life, to embrace our challenges as allies in our quest for virtue and inner peace. As we continue to explore the depths of Stoic philosophy, we find that each lesson is a step towards realizing the full potential of our human spirit, guiding us towards a freedom that is both hard-won and deeply cherished. Lesson 6: The Wisdom of Daily Self-Reflection. In the journey toward personal freedom and inner peace, Stoicism presents the invaluable practice of daily self-reflection. Marcus Aurelius, a philosopher emperor and a Stoic, meticulously recorded his thoughts, offering us a window into the transformative power of introspection. He believed that understanding oneself is the first step in navigating life's complexities with wisdom and virtue. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think, Aurelius muses, prompting us to consider the weight of our actions, words, and thoughts in the finite dance of existence. To free yourself in this context is to step back from the noise of daily life and enter the quietude of self-examination, where true liberation begins. Embracing the mirror of reflection. Daily self-reflection is akin to holding up a mirror to one's soul, examining the reflections without judgment, but with an earnest desire to understand and improve. This practice encourages us to question our motivations, scrutinize our actions, and assess our progress toward living a life of virtue. It's a moment to pause away from the external demands and distractions, to reconnect with our inner selves and realign our actions with our principles. This introspective journey is not an exercise in self-criticism, but a path to self-awareness and growth. By regularly reflecting on our day, our choices, and our reactions, we cultivate a deeper understanding of who we are and who we aspire to be. This awareness empowers us to make conscious choices, learn from our missteps, and celebrate our successes, however small they may be. The liberating power of self-reflection. The freedom gained through daily self-reflection is profound. It liberates us from the unconscious patterns that often dictate our lives, allowing us to live more deliberately and authentically. This practice opens the door to a form of freedom that is self-generated, independent of external circumstances. It equips us with the tools to navigate life's challenges with a sense of purpose and equanimity, grounded in a clear understanding of our values and goals. Moreover, self-reflection fosters a sense of accountability and personal responsibility. It reminds us that while we may not have control over every aspect of our lives, we have the power to control our perceptions, our reactions, and our will to grow. This realization is a key to unlocking the door to inner freedom, to walking away from the shackles of unexamined life, and stepping into the light of self-awareness and purposeful living. Marcus Aurelius's meditations on daily self-reflection serve as a beacon for those seeking to free yourself from the constraints of an unexamined existence. This Stoic practice is a call to venture inward, to the only domain where true freedom can be found, within ourselves. As we continue to explore the teachings of Stoicism, we discover that the journey to freedom is not about escaping the world, but about deepening our engagement with it. Armed with the wisdom gleaned from our reflections, through the discipline of daily self-examination, we learn to navigate life with grace, resilience, and a deep-seated sense of peace. Embodying the Stoic ideal of living in accordance with nature and reason. Lesson 7. Embracing the present moment. The Stoic philosophy, with its deep insights into human nature and the cosmos, offers a profound lesson on the importance of living in the present. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor, eloquently reminds us, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This powerful reflection serves as a cornerstone for understanding the Stoic approach to freedom and contentment. To free yourself, in the context of this lesson, means to liberate oneself from the shackles of past regrets and future anxieties, embracing the boundless potential of the now, the power of now. The Stoics teach us that the past is immutable and the future is uncertain. Dwelling on what has been or what might be is a path paved with discontent. Instead, Stoicism invites us to focus our energy and attention on the present moment, the only domain where we can truly exert influence. This focus on the present is not a passive acceptance, but an active engagement with life, a commitment to making the most out of every moment. Recognizing the impermanence of our existence as a call to live fully and virtuously. Embracing the present moment demands a radical shift in perspective. It requires us to walk away from the mental habits that bind us to our past failures and future worries, freeing us to experience life with a renewed sense of clarity and purpose. This liberation from time's tyranny opens up a space for gratitude, for in the present, we find countless opportunities for joy and fulfillment that are often overlooked in our pursuit of what lies beyond our reach. Living free in the present. The Stoic practice of embracing the present moment cultivates a form of freedom that is deeply personal and universally accessible. It frees us from the constraints of temporal thinking, allowing us to experience life in its fullest richness. This way of living is characterized by an appreciation for simple pleasures, a commitment to our duties and relationships, and a serene acceptance of life's ebb and flow. Moreover, by centering our lives around the present, we develop resilience against life's inevitable challenges. The Stoic perspective teaches us that hardship is less daunting when faced one moment at a time. This approach does not diminish the reality of suffering, but empowers us to navigate it with grace, using our virtues as a compass. Embracing the present moment reveals a path to freedom that is both liberating and grounding. Marcus Aurelius's reflections encourage us to walk away from the temporal chains that restrict us, inviting us into the expansive freedom of the now. As we delve deeper into Stoic wisdom, we discover that the true essence of freedom lies not in the external conditions of our lives, but in our internal stance towards them. This lesson, like all Stoic teachings, is not merely theoretical, but profoundly practical. It challenges us to live each day, each moment, with intention and virtue, making the most of the fleeting time we are granted. In doing so, we find that to free yourself is to walk into the present, where the fullness of life awaits. Lesson 8. The tranquility of embracing impermanence. Stoicism, with its profound insights into human existence, teaches us the value of embracing the impermanence of life. This ancient philosophy, through the thoughtful meditations of Marcus Aurelius, invites us to ponder on the transient nature of all things. The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it, he muses, guiding us to a realization that freedom lies in our acceptance of life's fleeting moments. To free yourself in this Stoic context means to liberate ourselves from the grasp of clinging to permanence in a world that is inherently impermanent. Understanding impermanence in Stoic thought. The Stoic acknowledgement of life's impermanence is not a call to nihilism or despair, but an invitation to cherish the now. It teaches us that our attachments to external achievements, possessions, and even relationships can lead to suffering, as these are all subject to change and decay. Instead, Stoicism encourages us to find stability and peace within ourselves, focusing on our virtue and character, the true constants in the ever-changing tapestry of existence. This perspective empowers us to walk away from the anxieties associated with change and the fear of loss. By embracing impermanence, we open ourselves to the flow of life, accepting each moment as it comes with grace and gratitude. This acceptance does not diminish our passion for life, but enriches it, allowing us to live fully, aware of the preciousness of each moment. Embracing impermanence for true freedom. The freedom that comes from embracing impermanence is profound. It liberates us from the heavy chains of expectation and the dread of inevitability, placing us firmly in the realm of the present, where life truly unfolds. This liberation allows us to engage with the world more openly and authentically, unburdened by the need to preserve or prolong. Moreover, the Stoic practice of reflecting on impermanence enhances our resilience. When we understand that change is the nature of the universe, we are better equipped to face life's challenges and losses. We learn to value the impermanent beauty of life, like the changing seasons, each bringing its own form of joy and sorrow, all contributing to the growth of our character. The tranquility of embracing impermanence sheds light on a path to freedom that runs through the heart of Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius, with his contemplative wisdom, teaches us that to free yourself is to walk towards a deeper acceptance of life's inherent changeability. This lesson challenges us to let go of our illusions of permanence and to find peace in the ephemeral nature of existence. As we continue to explore the rich landscape of Stoic thought, we find that each lesson is a step towards understanding the delicate balance between engaging with the world and maintaining our inner tranquility. Embracing impermanence is not about detachment from life, but about a deeper engagement with it. free from the fears that bind us to the unchangeable. In this freedom, we find a profound peace and a capacity to live with joy, regardless of life's shifting sands. Lesson 9, cultivating inner strength through the inner citadel. In the teachings of Stoicism, Marcus Aurelius introduces the concept of the inner citadel, a fortress within ourselves where we can seek refuge and strength, regardless of external circumstances. This philosophical construct serves as a sanctuary of the mind, where one's virtues and rationality reside, impervious to the tumult of the external world. To free yourself in this lesson means to retreat into this inner sanctum, finding freedom in the unassailable strength of our character and convictions. The inner citadel is a bastion of freedom. The inner citadel symbolizes the essence of Stoic resilience. It is built upon the understanding that, while we may not have control over the events that happen to us, we possess the ultimate jurisdiction over our responses. This inner stronghold is fortified by virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. By cultivating these virtues, we develop an inner strength that can withstand any adversity. Retreating to our inner citadel does not mean withdrawing from the world or shirking our responsibilities. Rather, it signifies drawing upon our inner resources to engage with life more fully and authentically. From this place of strength, we can face challenges with equanimity, make decisions aligned with our moral compass, and maintain our tranquility amidst chaos. Embracing the inner citadel for empowerment. The journey to building and embracing our inner citadel is both challenging and rewarding. It requires constant practice, self-reflection, and the application of Stoic principles in our daily lives. As we strengthen our inner fortress, we find that our dependency on external validation and circumstances diminishes. We become more self-reliant, not in a sense of isolation, but in our ability to find peace and contentment from within. This empowerment is a form of freedom that transcends physical or situational constraints. It is the freedom to choose our attitude in any given circumstance, to respond with virtue rather than react with impulsivity. The inner citadel offers a sanctuary where our spirit remains free and undisturbed by external forces, enabling us to live in accordance with our true nature. Cultivating inner strength through the inner citadel illuminates a profound path to freedom within the Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius's concept encourages us to build and retreat into our inner fortress, finding there a wellspring of strength and tranquility. This lesson teaches us that true freedom is not the absence of conflict or hardship, but the ability to maintain our inner peace and virtue in the face of life's challenges. As we continue to explore the depths of Stoicism, we discover that the philosophy offers not just a way of thinking, but a way of living, grounded in resilience, virtue, and an unwavering commitment to personal growth. The inner citadel stands as a testament to the Stoic belief in the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity and to find freedom within oneself. Lesson 10, virtue as the only true good. In the culmination of our exploration into Stoicism and its teachings on how to free yourself, we arrive at a fundamental Stoic principle, the belief that virtue is the sole true good. This concept, championed by Marcus Aurelius and his Stoic predecessors, posits that living a life of moral excellence is the highest form of freedom. This lesson invites us to shift our focus from external achievements and material success to the cultivation of inner virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline. To free yourself in this final lesson means to liberate ourselves from the endless pursuit of externals and to find true contentment and liberty in the pursuit of virtue. Virtue as the foundation of freedom. The Stoics argue that external conditions, wealth, health, status, are not inherently good or bad. They are indifferent. What matters is the use we make of these conditions and whether our actions align with virtue. This perspective challenges us to reevaluate our values and priorities, encouraging us to walk away from societal pressures and expectations that distract us from our moral development. By placing virtue at the center of our lives, we gain a steadfast source of freedom that remains constant regardless of our external circumstances. This freedom is rooted in the knowledge that we are living in accordance with our highest principles, leading lives of integrity and purpose. It is a freedom that comes from within, unshakable and enduring. Embracing virtue in daily life. To integrate this lesson into our lives, we must actively practice and embody the virtues in our daily actions and decisions. This involves a continuous process of self-examination, self-improvement, and reflection on our interactions with others and the world around us. Embracing virtue as the only true good requires discipline and commitment, but it is through this commitment that we find a deeper, more meaningful form of freedom. This practice does not mean withdrawing from the world or neglecting our duties and desires. Instead, it entails engaging with the world from a place of strength, guided by a clear moral compass. By prioritizing virtue, we navigate life's challenges with grace and equanimity, influencing those around us through our example. Focusing on virtue as the only true good brings our journey through Stoic philosophy and the concept of free yourself to a powerful conclusion. This lesson does not signify an end, but a beginning, a lifelong journey of striving toward moral excellence and finding freedom in the alignment of our actions with our deepest values. The teachings of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism as a whole offer a timeless guide to living a fulfilled and free life, grounded in the pursuit of virtue. As we move forward, carrying these lessons with us, we are equipped to face the complexities of life with a renewed sense of purpose and empowerment. In the pursuit of virtue, we find not only freedom, but also the essence of what it means to live a truly good life. Let us carry forward the torch of enlightenment that has been passed down through the ages. The path to liberation is not marked by grand exits or dramatic departures, but by the quiet steps we take each day toward understanding, virtue, and inner peace. May we continue to embrace the lessons of letting go, finding strength in the stillness of our spirits and freedom in the depth of our convictions. With each step, we forge a legacy of resilience and grace, a testament to the enduring power of self-mastery and the serene embrace of life's impermanent dance. Here's to the journey ahead, illuminated by the light of our wisdom and the boundless horizons of a soul set free.